You're listening to SBS News.
The dispute between Turkey and the United States continues. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing the US of betraying his country.
On the one hand, you're a strategic partner. On the other, you shoot yourself in the foot. On the one hand, you are a strategic partner with us in Afghanistan when everyone else was leaving. You are a strategic partner with us in Somalia. You are a strategic partner in NATO. And on the other hand, you stab your ally in the back. Is this acceptable?
The US is punishing its NATO ally for failing to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who's been detained in Turkey for alleged involvement in the 2016 failed presidential coup. The US sanctions pile further pressure on Turkey's swiftly crumbling economy, which the Turkish president says is the result of a plot.
We are taking the necessary steps against these attacks with the Treasury and the Finance Ministry and other institutions, and we will continue to take them. We have taken cautious steps, and there are steps we will take. We have various plans.
While the Turkish lira has experienced a steady decline for a number of years, it has plummeted in recent days. This week, it hit a record low of 7.24 to the US dollar. The Turkish central bank pledged to provide liquidity for all banks, but even that has failed to ease the country's economic turmoil. Residents on the streets of Istanbul are concerned.
I believe it will affect us very badly, our lifestyle. I believe prices will go up, including our children's clothes, our rent, and almost all the products we buy. This is very sad for us.
The negative trend in the Turkish-US relations are affecting the Turkish economy badly. Turkey is very accustomed to these kinds of crises. It has previously recovered fast, but now, in order to recover quickly, I believe both the Turkish and the US sides need to take more diplomatic and positive steps.
Instability in the Turkish economy is also being felt overseas. Stocks in Hong Kong, Europe, and the United States have all dropped as global jitters spread through the markets. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas says Turkey's plummeting lira is a grave concern for European nations.
Yes, the recent developments in Turkey are filling us with great concern. Turkey is an important country for the European economies beyond the European Union, also for German companies. And what we have been witnessing in Turkey is indeed cause for deep concern.
Market strategist Mike Ingram says Turkey may need assistance from the International Monetary Fund to regain market stability.
It's probably going to get to the point where the IMF or something like the IMF is the only way that we're going to see stability in the Turkish economy. But the problem is it may be a very, very long time before Turkey asks for that sort of help.
The US National Security Advisor John Bolton met Turkey's ambassador to the United States on Tuesday to discuss the release of the American pastor at the heart of their diplomatic dispute. No agreement was reached, leaving little hope for a simple solution to Turkey's diplomatic and economic woes. President Erdogan says Turkey is looking to form alternative economic alliances with Iran, Russia, China, and some European countries. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.